Good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on with our Advent series as we look towards Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and celebrating the coming of Christ, but also kind of preparing our hearts and longing and anticipating the second coming, the return of Christ. And this Sunday, we, we've said in this Advent series, we're trying to give you kind of a 30,000 foot view of really the whole narrative of Scripture. And so we went through a lot of content this past Sunday. We kind of recapped last week looking at Adam and Eve, and then we talked briefly about Noah, and then we went through all these covenants, starting with kind of the covenant with Adam and Eve, and then the covenant with Noah, and then we went through Moses, and we talked briefly about Abraham, and then talked briefly about Judah, one of Abraham's great grandsons, and then we talked about Moses and the covenant that God made with the people of Israel through Moses, and all the way down to David. At one point, I actually gave our folks a chronological list of names because there were just so many names that we were going through. But the point of doing all that is that we were looking at all of these covenants, these promises, the relationships where God's looking at mankind and saying, here is what I'm going to do, and these are the things that you will do. And some of them conditional covenants, but then some of them just unconditional covenants, where God just looks, and we looked particularly at the one with David, where David says he wants to make a house for God. He wants to build God a temple, a huge temple of cedar, so he can, the Ark of the Covenant can be inside of that temple. And God doesn't really require anything of David. He just says, David, I'm going to build you a house, and I will establish your house, your dynasty, forever, and you will have a son on the throne, and his kingdom will last forever. And we talked about how that covenant, that promise, is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, and really all of the covenants, all of the promises that God makes throughout the Old Testament find their yes. This is what the New Testament says. The promises of God find their yes in Jesus Christ. They're fulfilled in the coming of Christ and in the return of Christ. And so some of the overarching points that we made as we looked through sort of the narrative of Scripture and all the times in which God makes these promises to his people, I stole this from Adam Purcell. I said, God is a promise-making God. And I just added to that this, that God is a promise-keeping God. God is a promise-making God, and God is a promise-keeping God. It's one of the great things about the Lord. So many great things about the Lord. One of the great things that we can celebrate is the faithfulness of God, that God keeps his word, that when he says that he's going to do something, we can trust that he will, because he's powerful enough to do it. He's good and he's trustworthy, so he will do it. He doesn't lie. He's not deceptive. He's completely trustworthy. And because he's the sovereign God of the universe, he never makes a mistake and says, man, I have to go back on my word. God is fully trustworthy. And so what I want to do with us this morning, just for a moment here, I want to encourage you to think about some of the promises that the Lord has given you throughout the course in your life. And specifically, I would hone in on promises that you see in the Word of God. I think God speaks to us primarily through the Word of God. He speaks to us through prayer and through circumstances and through other believers, but all of that has to be kind of filtered through and very closely attached to the Word of God, to the Scriptures. And so I want you to think over your life. It may be times where you've been going through something and you just felt like God led you to maybe a certain passage. I'll give you a couple examples from my life. Probably 8 years ago, I was going through just a season where I felt like the rug had been sort of pulled out from under me, that things were just all upside down. And so I started going through the Word of God. And I, in the Psalms, there are other places, but a lot in the Psalms, I was reading about, you know, that God is from everlasting to everlasting, that his nature never changes, that his mercy never ends. We see in other places where it says that God, Jesus Christ, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that was such an encouragement. Those statements, those promises from God really became anchors for me during that season of life where I felt like so many really significant things had changed. And then I looked and saw, wait a second, God never changes. The world can stop spinning, right? Because I found my anchor in Christ, in the Lord, and who he is. One that recently, just a statement from Scripture, really a promise from Scripture. I've mentioned it on the Drivecast a couple of times. I've talked about it on Sunday mornings a lot. It's just Romans 8:28, where God says that we know that all things work together, that God works all things together for the good of those who love Him and who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8, verse 28. It's just an extraordinary statement of truth and really a promise from God to us that God somehow in some way works together all things in our lives, the good, the bad, and the ugly. He somehow works all of those things for the ultimate and eternal good of those who love Him and who are called according to His purpose. So if that's a relationship, or if you have a relationship with God through Christ, that's a promise you can claim. So that's, for me, things that have been really encouraging to me and promises from the Lord that I want you to take a moment and just think about. Maybe seasons of your life and the promises that God has given you, the scriptures that maybe God has brought to mind that have seen you through those times and been anchors for you. And then I want to just give us a moment to pray and say, Lord, thank you that you're a promise-making God and that you're a promise-keeping God. And take time to just adore Him and celebrate Him and say, Lord, thank you that all these things, all the promises of Scripture ultimately are fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who came, lived, died, and rose again for me. And He's coming again. And we prepare our hearts for that. So let's take time to pray.